Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of our day. If you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, thank you for that too. Gene Siciliano is our guest. Gene is a CPA. He's also a chief financial officer you can rent. He works for lots of different companies and lots of different organizations across the country, helping them have the maximum opportunity to be successful in the financial management of their business primarily. He is a speaker. He's an author of the book I'm holding in my hand, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, which is a great title, which should make a lot of you out there, should make you think, that's me. I'm a non-financial manager. I'm a manager. I'm the owner of the business, but I'm not all that good at financial stuff. And that's the reason we have Gene in our brain trust, so he can help us with those things. Gene, welcome back to the show, and Happy New Year.
Jim, thank you very much. The same to you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back. Gene, I'd like for you to, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this. You didn't know I was going to ask you this. 2005, you talked with a lot of different companies. You met with a lot of people who had pain. They called you up, and you were already working with them. And when you got there, you could see that they had some pain. The organization was in pain. What do you think was the single biggest reason in general, just as you think about the folks out there that you worked with, what was the single biggest reason why they were in pain?
Well, Jim, as always, when you work with companies like this, the biggest problem is that somebody is doing something wrong. It's a management issue. It's a people issue. It's always that kind of thing. But when you get down to the kind of things that they're doing wrong or not doing enough of or not doing the right way, it ends up being about planning. It ends up being about knowing the direction they're going in so they can be clear about whether they should do something or not do something because they don't know where direction they're going in.
So, in other words, as far as they know, they could be heading down in a fog, heading down a one-way street the wrong way.
Good analogy.
Seriously. I mean, if they're not planning, if they're not thinking about where they're going, then they might as well be. And because there's a wreck waiting to happen, isn't there?
That's really the truth. And the problem is, anything you do in any given day, you don't know whether it's getting you closer to where you want to go or further away.
Right. Well, why do you think people don't plan more, or if they do, more effectively?
Well, a couple of reasons in my experience. The first one is they don't think they have time for it because they're too busy running the treadmill, you know, the gerbil on the treadmill.
It's not as much fun as buying and selling either, is it?
No, it's not as much fun. And it's harder to see the results of it. You lay a plan and you do the little things that are part of the big plan. And it's a long time before you begin to see, oh, yes, this action is connected to that benefit. But you go out and sell something, as you say, you see the benefit today. You got to see
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah. It is hard for them to see that. And yet, we look back on the history of companies and the management of companies and problems that companies had, and we see that the benefits of planning so far outweigh blind action without planning that there's no question that they ought to be doing it. But
one
you know, you talk to a small business person, they don't see that in their business.
One of the things that I try to point out over the years is that when people don't like the idea of planning or when they're reluctant to plan, one of the things I ask them is, well, how do you like crisis management? And, of course, they always look at me, you know, they always looked at me with a weird look on their face. And, well, nobody would like crisis management. Well, lack of planning is the direct route. That's the express route, with the easy pass lane to crisis management, isn't it?
That is the truth. It is either or, and it may not seem like that to them, but when you're operating from day to day, shooting from the hip, you're just looking for the next crisis.
Well, if it doesn't seem like it to them, it's because they've become somehow of the belief that crisis management is the normal way business is done. And I actually have seen that, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely.
People live with it.
Right.
As they live with it as if this is the way it ought to be.
Mm-hmm. And they don't think that any other way is going to work. They think that's the way business is run. You're absolutely right.
How many times do you see you walk into a business that they want you to help them, and they actually don't have any kind of current financial information, current reports? How often do you see that?
Well, strangely, I see it with no financial reporting about a third of the time that I work with clients.
I want to, when we come back, I want to talk about that. How do we get people to that level? You know, you can't really help them unless you can't see some kind of report. And so when we come back, I want to get Gene to tell us some more about this. He's going to help us get our financial management in a little better shape for 2006. 22, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. The late, great Jimi Hendrix. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Gene Siciliano. Gene is the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. It's a briefcase. It's part of the briefcase series of books that McGraw-Hill put out, and it's an outstanding one. It's one that I certainly recommend to you folks. If you're a small business owner and you're not a financial management expert, this book is written for you. And Gene, I congratulate you on that, by the way, and I thank you for making that available. You want to give us a website, please?
Sure. The website is www.cfoforrent.com.
All right. And I hope you'll check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Can we find out more about the book there? Can we buy it there?
You can buy the book on the website.
All right.
You can buy it from Barnes & Noble or any of the large bookstores, but
right,
you can certainly buy it from me.
Okay, good deal. Gene, we were talking about things the mistakes you've seen people make as you've worked with people over the last year, and one of the things I ask you is how often you see a company not producing records, and I don't just mean, counting for their sales, and obviously, hopefully, they're doing their sales tax and things like that, but are they compiling all of that activity into professionally prepared, and I say professionally prepared, that doesn't mean it has to be by a CPA, but somebody who's doing it accurately, into accurate and regular financial statements, some kind of records that help you and help them manage their business. And you said about a third of the time, seeing no records.
Right. And 100% of the time I see not the kind of complete financial reporting that even a small business ought to have.
100%. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an indictment.
Yeah, it really is. And I see companies who think these financial reports are mostly for their accountants to prepare their annual tax returns instead of them to actually run the business.
It's unbelievable.
It's really scary.
If I was given one thing, if somebody came down and said, "Okay, Jim, you're out of, you're after this, you're not going to be able to talk to small business owners the rest of your life, but I'm going to leave you with one wish." What would you wish for them in terms of fundamentals of operating a business? But you get to do one thing, and whatever you say, everybody will do. I would say show them how and make them create and manage with their financial records every month.
Well, boy, it's interesting. I think you squeezed a couple of wishes into that one wish.
Okay.
When you say,
all right. Well, it's my wish, Gene. but I think that's what I would do, and I could die happy then.
I will tell you, they would be happier too.
Yeah.
It's incredibly hard, and this is something, that conversation I have so many times, it's really hard to know where you're going when you can't base it on where you've been. And if you can't see what your financial results look like on paper from yesterday or last month or last year, then you're really guessing on where you're going next year.
I wish I could take small businesses into the future like a year or two after they have done this and let them see how much fun it is to track where they're going based on where they've come from.
The Ghost of Financial Statements Future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There ought to be a book about that, or a movie too, probably. But seriously, if you could show them how much fun managing a business can be with history, with recorded history in their business, they would fight you to get to it, wouldn't they?
I'm sure that's true. Everybody wants to know what's happening in the future. What should they do now to be successful down the road? And the problem with financial statements, it's kind of like financial planning and setting goals and all the other things that small business folks don't do. They don't believe the action today will generate the results tomorrow. So as you say, if you could show them that, well, gosh, everybody's going to bet on a sure future, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But running a business isn't about sure. It's about extending yourself. It's about taking a risk in order to get the reward that comes from taking that business risk.
What would you do? What would be the first thing you would do if you could help them get started on this journey? What would be the first technical step? I don't mean, you know, this. I mean, so what is a specific, a real-life, real-world step that you would ask them to take?
Well, first thing I'd have them do is read my book.
All right, that's a good one. All right, now the second one.
Then you got to build a basic set of financial statements. You got to have a decent accounting system. And decent accounting systems.
What do you recommend?
For a couple hundred dollars.
What do you recommend?
I recommend QuickBooks.
Okay, and they don't pay you a penny to say that, do they?
Pardon me?
They don't pay you a penny to say that, do they?
No. They certainly don't.
QuickBooks, okay.
So,
what do you like about QuickBooks?
I like about it that it's easy to use, it's easy to understand, it produces intelligent financial statements just by pushing a button, literally.
Does it help you not make mistakes?
It does, and it helps you see where you made the mistakes when you do it.
All right.
It helps you plan. Mm-hmm. It helps you see where you've been so you can see where you're going.
And it helps you, and it doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't replace your relationship with a CPA. It just helps that relationship become more productive. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. CPAs cannot, a typical CPA has perhaps 100 or 200 or 400 clients. They can't help you run your business.
Well, plus we can't afford to have them be involved as much as we need them.
That too. That's right.
So the $200 for the computer software program, Quicken or whoever you use, is the best investment you can make.
Yep. And if you think you don't know enough about accounting or bookkeeping, don't even want to think about it, don't want to try to learn it, then go find someone who will come in on a part-time basis and do it for you.
Yeah.
There are people in every major city who do this as a business. And find someone who's a retired bookkeeper, a retired accountant who wants a little extra work.
When we come back, Gene, I want to point out and get you to help me explain that you managing with your financial statements is not accounting. It's different. And I want to separate those two things because I think that'll help some folks not to be too frightened of this whole process. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Gene Siciliano is our guest, and we'll be right back. Does anybody really know what time it is? Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. This newsletter comes on Sunday. The blog comes Monday through Friday. Or you can just go there and enjoy it to your little heart's content on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all there for you. It's all free. Just take advantage of all those resources that are there and their compliments of my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. Gene, and our Brain Trust members, by the way, like Gene Siciliano, these folks who join me every day on the show to talk about things that are important to your small business. Gene's book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. And give us that website again, Gene.
It's www.cfo4rent, CFOFORRENT.com. Everyone is welcome.
Thank you, Gene. Okay, Gene, I think that some small business owners don't focus on the financial management of their business more because they think that means that they have to become an accountant. And I'm going to say something that you might, I don't know if you agree with me about on or not, but I think that small businesses should understand that reading and understanding what your business is doing from your financial statements and the relationship between those two, your balance sheet and your operating statement, is not accounting at all. It's just management. The accounting is what gets the report, gets the information assembled and the report spit out to you, and so you can hold it in your hand. That's accounting. You hire somebody to do that. Let them give you the report, and then you manage with the report. What do you think, Gene?
Actually, Jim, I agree with you 100%.
I'm so glad.
If a business owner is good at doing sales, for example, or developing new products, it's a terrible shame and a waste of his time to spend time learning how to do bookkeeping,
right,
something he hates, so that he can produce financial statements, which is the start of the value for him. An analogy occurs to me. The idea of giving a man a fish and you feed him for a day, teaching him how to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we should use our CPA. We were talking about in the last segment having your CPA work with you because they can't be your CFO.
Right.
Have them teach you how to read those financial statements.
Right. And maybe hire
do the bookkeeping for you.
Maybe they help you hire somebody, or maybe they even do some of the bookkeeping. They have an assistant or a part-timer come over, and maybe they help you with that. Maybe they help you set up the software, whatever. But then, as you say, they help you learn how to read the financial statement. That's excellent use of their time.
You bet. That's the way it ought to work.
Yeah.
And then you can use financial statements, as you're suggesting, for what it was intended to be used for, to manage the business. And that ought to be the first interaction that a business owner ought to have with those financial statements, is when they're produced.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to be the first step. All right, now how do we use these? How do we use these to keep track of our collection effort, of our accounts receivable?
Right.
How do we use these to make sure our inventory is under control? How do we use these to make sure our accounts payable aren't building up on us?
Mm-hmm. How do we calculate days, AR days payable, AR days and AP days, accounts receivable days and accounts payable days, to know how many days I'm going to be out of cash?
Yes.
What if every small business owner in America, Gene, could know today how many days in the month they're going to be out of cash? Don't you think that the business failures would drop like a stone?
I do think so, because cash flow is the one thing that every business, particularly small businesses, run on. Because they don't have huge credit lines like General Motors has.
Or big
profits.
They
run on the daily cash flow and the
monthly
cash flow.
That's right.
And when they don't know when they're going to be out of cash, invariably it becomes a surprise that's a painful one.
Your banker's on the phone. He says something about our checks aren't, we don't have enough money for the checks to clear. That's what it sounds like.
Goes back to the crisis management you were talking
about.
That's exactly right.
Gene, we've got about 30 seconds left. What would be your last thought for us today?
Well, we're coming down by the end of the year now. It's time for a business owner to take a good hard look at where he's been this past year and where he's going next year. What is the plan for next year? What is the thing you're going to do differently next year because it didn't do so well for you last year?
Mm-hmm. And tell them the definition. Remind them the definition of insanity, Gene.
Oh yeah, doing the same thing you always did and expecting a different result.
That's right. Hey, Gene, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. Happy New Year, and let's do this more often next year.
I'd like that, my friend. Have a wonderful New Year.
Thank you, Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. That's Siciliano, Gene Siciliano, just like it sounds. The book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. I encourage you to check it out wherever you can. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.